Travel Introvert. Today we're going to talk about vision. As a leader, you should have a vision that you are trying to get other people to follow and come along for the ride. And so being a leader is more than just about telling people what to do. It's about guiding. It's about inspiring. It's about inspiring others to work towards a common goal. And so there are multiple leadership skills, don't get me wrong, but we're going to talk about ones that are essential for people to have, whether you're leading a sports team, a group project, or even just yourself. Skills that will help you be a leader who inspires others to follow your vision. Of course, communication, effective communication is crucial for a leader. You need to be able to convey your ideas, your thoughts, your dreams, your vision and goals clearly and confidently to others who are listening. And also you need to listen to other people's perspectives and be open to feedback. See, communication isn't just a one-way thing. It is a feedback loop. And that's often the part that's missing when people talk about leadership skills. Like, yes, you need to be able to communicate, but you also need to be able to take cues and feedback. And so the other thing is sort of believing in your vision, having that confidence about your vision and your skills and where you want people to go and what you want people to do. It's not about being loud and outgoing. It's about believing in yourself and your abilities. And a confident leader will inspire others because you'll have faith in them and the vision that they are working towards. Critical skill, delegation. Don't try and do everything yourself. Don't assume that you know everything. Don't assume that you can do it quicker and better and faster. A great leader knows their team's strengths and delegates tasks accordingly. Not only does this help getting things done efficiently, but it also shows trust and respect for other team members. And also adaptability. You are going to face challenges, whether you're a leader or not. And how you face these challenges, being adaptable and being able to think on your feet, can help you overcome these moving forward. Or keep moving forward, or asking for help. Figuring out what to do and when to do it is really crucial. But showing others how you do it will inspire them to have a positive and resilient attitude. And something that's really important is empathy. As a leader, empathy helps you comprehend, understand, and share in the feelings of others. An empathic leader connects with their team members on a deeper level and builds stronger relationships based on trust and understanding, openness and curiosity. And part of that will lead to integrity. It will show your integrity. All leaders must possess integrity. Be honest. Be ethical and be true to your word. Always own up to your mistakes, because very few times do you actually see leaders make mistakes and own up to it. This is a great trait and not enough people show it, because to be successful, you have to kind of make mistakes. You have to learn things, and the only way we learn things is by making mistakes. So own up to your mistakes. Take responsibility for your actions. That shows true integrity, and a leader with integrity ultimately inspires trust and respect from their team. And one thing that some people might find hard is decisiveness, because a lot of people might want all the information before they make a decision. Well, they just need this one thing or this one other thing, or we need to talk to X, Y, and Z. But making decisions doesn't have to be challenging. But as a leader, you need to make them confidently and promptly. Decisiveness inspires trust from your team, knowing that you can make the tough choices, even if that choice is the wrong choice eventually, because there's only so much information you have at the time. Make a choice with the information, the data you have at the time. Write it down. Write down your reasons, yes, no, why, positive, negative, and then follow through. Be decisive. So those are just really key things and leadership skills that will help you inspire others to work towards your vision. Keep working on these skills. It is not something that happens overnight. It is a marathon, not a sprint. Thank you for listening. This is Janice at The Career Introvert, helping you build your brand and get hired. Have a great rest of your week.